I'm happy to pay for a Thrive Farmers Coffee because I know every single time I buy one of those cups, I'm helping someone in Latin America have a better life.
Chick-fil-A just launched a new mocha cold brew and a new blend of Thrive Farmers hot coffee. Have you tried them yet? I'm literally sipping this hot coffee right now. Well, that coffee may taste even better to you after listening to this episode. We're sharing the incredible story and inspiring mission of Chick-fil-A's coffee partner, Thrive Farmers. Hello, friends. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann, who I think considers himself a bit of a coffee connoisseur, right, Jim?
Well, yeah, that's the rumor that I've heard myself. It's kind of like fake news because I love coffee and I love the smell of coffee especially, but I put so much stuff in my coffee, so that kind of like knocks me out of the connoisseur range, I think.
Yes, some people are kind of purists, like you have to drink it black or strong.
Yes, that's not me.
That's generally not me, but I am trying the new blend of Thrive Farmers coffee from Chick-fil-A right now, and it doesn't have any creamer in it, and it's really good. I love the flavor of it.
You're not sharing it either.
Sorry, you'll have to get your own. Well, I want to give you a little bit of the backstory here. So about 7 or 8 years ago, Chick-fil-A executives began to notice people were ordering their chicken minis and egg white grills while holding a competitor's coffee cup. And I'm sure that was a little bit hard to swallow. So they wanted to give customers a better cup of coffee, but they didn't want to join forces with just anyone. Then in 2014, Chick-fil-A partnered with a relatively unknown company called Thrive Farmers. 1 year after partnering with Thrive Farmers, Chick-fil-A's coffee sales doubled. Not only is it a better tasting cup of coffee, but the mission really matches up with Chick-fil-A's culture of putting people before profits. So here to explain more about that mission is Ken Lander, founder and chief sustainability officer of Thrive Farmers. Welcome, Ken.
Hey there, Allison. Hey, Jim. How are you?
We're doing great. This is a big deal for us because we've talked to people on the East Coast, the West Coast, North, South, but now we're officially international because you are joining us from Costa Rica.
That's right. I actually, this is where Thrive started, was on a coffee farm in a little area called Monteverde in the mountains of Costa Rica. And so I'm actually sitting right now on my coffee farm, looking out the window at coffee plants. And that's where it started when we moved here as a family about 15 years ago.
Can you paint the picture of what that looks like for us? Because I'm picturing you and like, you know, there's a lot of wood around you and maybe some big green plants with huge leaves, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So to give you a sense of where I'm sitting right now, I'm about almost 4,000 feet above sea level. And I have a 35-mile view to the ocean, on the Pacific Ocean. And coffee's grown in the mountains, so what I see below me is a big valley. And there's lots of coffee growing on the hillsides of the valley. My farm is one of the little farms that are on this valley. And so you're going to see a lot of lush green, dark leaves from coffee plants filled with banana trees and mango trees and avocado trees for shade. And you're going to see, just a bunch of parrots flying around. And I tried to close my windows because sometimes the bird noises are so loud you can't hear yourself think. But I'm literally in the middle of in the mountains in Costa Rica right now. That's where it all started.
Wow, that sounds just terrible. I'm feeling really bad for you. Yeah. But If I'm not mistaken, you used to be a trial lawyer in Georgia. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. I grew up in a little town called Monroe, Georgia, just outside of Athens, Georgia. Grew up in that little town. I was a trial lawyer in the metro Atlanta area for 14 years. And my whole family decided to, after we adopted three kids, decided to sell everything, close the law practice, and move to Costa Rica. And so we did that in 2005, excuse me. Woo, jumped 10 years. But 2005, so it was 15 years ago.
That sounds like a movie plot right there.
Many people have said that. Many, many people have said that. This could make a great book or a great movie. And I really didn't come down to Costa Rica to be a coffee farmer. We moved to a coffee farm, but my exit strategy was basically to use my investments in the States and real estate and just basically raise my kids and not be a lawyer anymore. And it just didn't work out very well because in 2008, everything crashed.
And so now, from what you're telling me, it sounds like you've been a coffee farmer longer than you were a lawyer.
That is the truth. Thanks for bringing it up, Allison. I never thought about that. But actually, this year, I have been a coffee farmer longer than I was a lawyer. Thank you for that. That's a very refreshing thought. That's awesome. That's awesome.
A lot of people see the way that you run your coffee farm as very refreshing. The coffee industry is notorious for taking advantage of farmers, but the farmers you work with earn up to 10 times more than they would through traditional markets. So can you explain how that works and how it's different than what's happening in most cases?
Sure. So what happened was when I had to hit the reset button, and I found out that the coffee that I was growing on my little coffee farm, which is about 8,000 pounds of green beans, was being sold through our cooperative into the normal traditional channels in the United States and around the world. That coffee was probably being sold by the pound to a person drinking it for $30,000. And my actual net profit for the coffee farm for a year was about $600 of that $30,000. And I couldn't understand it because I don't think the price of coffee as a roasted, you know, in its roasted form really doesn't go down. I mean, you know, it stays about the same, maybe goes up a little bit over time, but there's this huge market that goes up and down all the time. And farmers are a victim to that. And so my co-founder, Michael Jones, who had a father-in-law who has a father-in-law who's a coffee farmer in Jamaica, he called me up and saying, I don't understand how this works. And I said, well, the way it works is basically the farmer is the first one to relinquish their control of their crop, and they don't have any say or connection with the people use it on the other side. So we had started a little coffee shop. We were selling to tourists, a group of farmers in our community, and we realized that that was the real power, is to connect the farmer with the actual customer or the user of the coffee. And in that, the farmer basically now has a stake in the end profitability of the product being sold in the United States. And so as a result of that, what we did is we cut out all the middlemen and we create a situation where the farmer now is actually a partner and a stakeholder with us in going to great companies like Chick-fil-A.
That's amazing. Can you give us a real life example of how that's impacted your community there in Costa Rica?
Oh, sure. I mean, there's many of them. One I will tell you is, it's very powerful, is that when we actually started this idea of trying to go to market directly, we had to take our coffee out of the co-op and actually sell it directly to people. That was our initial little pilot before Thrive started, right? Now today, Thrive is the largest customer of the very co-op we left. And that co-op is one of 12 or 13 existing co-ops still in Costa Rica. Most of them have closed because they couldn't find new ways to market. So the very co-op that we left, we're now back in, and those farmers are now selling their coffee through the co-op, and the co-op is receiving a much, much more sustainable, predictable, and higher price. And as a result of it, it's causing co-ops in Costa Rica to be able to survive, like our little co-op Copel Dos here on the mountain in Monteverde.
But what does that mean for a person? Like, is it mean more education for kids or more opportunities for women, things like that?
Absolutely. So one of the things, I'll give you a story. One of the farmers that has been very affected, and we'll switch countries because not only it's Costa Rica, but also Guatemala and now Brazil. But in Guatemala, there's a little community called Concepcion Penula. And in that community, there's a group of farmers, 14 farmers, that had faith and Thrive from the very beginning and were some of the very first farmers in the Chick-fil-A program. One of those farmers is Vinicio Gonzalez. And Vinicio, as a result of this program and his farmer association, was able to build his first home as a result of this. And that was just one part of the community. Then another part of the community through our foundation and working with Chick-fil-A's foundation and working with other people, we've brought other projects to that community that are not just about money, but they're also about training farmers up to be better leaders and teach the next generation how to be leaders of coffee.
Very cool. And so how did you guys end up being served at the third most popular fast food chain in the country? Of course, I'm talking about Chick-fil-A.
Well, literally, what happened was is that there was a gift box sent to someone at Chick-fil-A that was completely outside of it. We weren't even looking at Chick-fil-A. And Chick-fil-A was looking for a coffee provider. And that gift box landed on the desk of someone at Chick-fil-A who actually was in the middle of making that decision, and we were put on the list.
Hmm.
And so it was miraculous. But what the interesting thing about it was is that the company's reasons for existing, ours is to build a thriving world for God's glory, and Chick-fil-A's corporate purpose of being good stewards of everything that God's given them and actually wanting to have a positive impact on everyone they touch in the world. Basically, it was just a match that was beyond belief. And it's been an amazing partnership.
Wow. Well, last time I checked, there are no Chick-fil-A's in Costa Rica. Oh, that is so sad. But we're going to go take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to check in on Ken and see how he's holding up without waffle fries. Man.
Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. We'll make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at ChickfilAPodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's Kid Mask, all one word, or Adult Mask, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at ChickfilAPodcast.com.
Well, welcome back. We've been having some coffee talk with Ken Lander, founder and chief sustainability officer of Thrive Farmers. And if you've ordered coffee at Chick-fil-A over the past several years, that name probably sounds familiar.
So, Ken, do you have any idea how many people drink your coffee each morning?
Oh, I have no idea now. I mean, the business has grown. Chick-fil-A just continues to sell our coffee and serve just the greatest people in the world who come to the restaurants every day. But it's a lot. I know it's a lot. It's a staggering number.
It must be kind of cool to think about that and imagine all the people that are drinking your coffee.
Oh, it is. And the crazy thing, the wonderful thing is that you go and meet with farmers like Venecio and Franco and the co-ops that we work with and all the farmer associations and all that. And those farmers know, they know beyond a shadow of a doubt because they've been in relationship through Thrive with Chick-fil-A now for years, that coffee, their coffee is being sold in these restaurants.
Hmm.
And the emotional connection, it's just incredible for these farmers because their life, their work, their passion, they now know that people are actually enjoying it. They're just not a cog in the wheel. They're just not a link in a chain anymore.
How many farmers do you work with?
Right now, we're right over 3,000 farmers that are actually serving in the Thrive program.
How do you find farmers, or do they come to you?
They find us. They find us. And we actually have requests all the time for farmers wanting to join. And so, and really it's a, you know, it's a question of building the business, and the more we build the business, the more farmers we can add.
Now you mentioned that you moved to Costa Rica with some of your children. Do you still have kids in the house?
No. Well, I have one. Juan is still here, but he's kind of moving on to his next chapter of life, but I have 7 children. And all of them have kind of moved on to their lives, and everyone has left Costa Rica. I'm the last one here. I'm still here on the farm.
Are any of them following in your footsteps in the coffee industry?
Not yet. All of them are dancing to the beat of a different drummer other than coffee farming right now.
Well, Ken, are you getting counseling to deal with the fact there's no Chick-fil-A's in Costa Rica?
Yes, and every time that we have a farmer engage with folks from Chick-fil-A that come down to Costa Rica, they say, "What are you going to put a Chick-fil-A here?" Because in Latin America, chicken, especially fried chicken, is a huge deal, a huge deal. And so we hope for the day someday when there's actually Chick-fil-A's in Latin America. I know that would be a great success.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a little coffee break, but when we return, we're going to play a round of Food for Thought with Thrive Farmers founder Ken Lander. Don't panic, but this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, is almost over. But thankfully, there are more. In case you're hungry for another serving, check out three of our most popular episodes, like episode 21, our interview with TikTok's Chick-fil-A queen.
A lot of my content ideas is like fun facts about Chick-fil-A.
Episode 9, featuring a super fan who will definitely make you smile.
During quarantine, we've been buying the 40 nugget box and just sharing it as a family.
And don't miss episode 24 as we chat meal kits and new menu items.
And he said, "Babe, you have got to try these spicy chicken strips."
But you know, any episode I'm in is a great one. Oh, wait, I'm in all the episodes. So whichever one you choose to listen to next, you know it's going to be a good one. So don't forget, when this one is over, binge a few more. It's time for Food for Thought. Can't answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Have you ever worked at a Chick-fil-A?
No.
If you did work at a Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to have?
Customer service.
Ooh, nice. What's your favorite sauce?
Oh, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay, that's good. If you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
Waffle fries.
Nice. What menu item have you never tried?
Our new mocha coffee blend. Haven't had that yet.
Oh, well, we'll have to send you some. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
I have not.
What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Denzel Washington.
Nice. That's who I would have picked. Crazy. How many nuggets do you think you could eat in one sitting?
That depends on my past life and my present life. Now, past life, a couple hundred probably.
Wow. Now probably 90 or less?
Probably a lot less, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you have the Chick-fil-A reward app?
I do.
Oh, how many points do you have on it?
I have no idea because I haven't been to the States in so long.
Yes, that's true. Well, are you Team Nuggets or Team Strips?
I'm Team Nuggets.
Excellent.
Nice job. I got to go back to number 5, of course. What menu item have you never tried? Is it odd to know that, like, there's a coffee drink that you're a part of that you've never tasted?
Yes, it is. And it's the fact that I haven't really left Costa Rica and couldn't leave Costa Rica in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. So that's the real issue. So the airports are just about to open up in Costa Rica. So I look forward to getting to the States really soon to try it. It sounds awesome, and it's really looks like it's doing really well.
Do you think native Costa Ricans would like it, or would they think it's just so sweet?
Oh, no, hands down, for sure. Latin Americans love sweet beverages, for sure.
Even iced ones?
Oh, yes, very much so.
So when you do make it back to the States and you go to Chick-fil-A, do you have to pay for your coffee?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. Absolutely.
No freebies.
No freebies. I mean, I'm happy to pay for a Thrive Farmers coffee because I know every single time I buy one of those cups, I'm helping someone in Latin America have a better life.
It really is a beautiful mission. And thank you so much for sharing the story behind Thrive Farmers.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's been a blessing to be on the show.
How can people connect with Thrive Farmers and support your mission?
Would love for you to come check us out. It's at thrivefarmers.com. And please come and check us out and learn about our story.
And of course, buy the coffee at Chick-fil-A, right?
For sure. Buy the gallons. Please go and drink as much coffee as you possibly can. Get caffeinated.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ken, for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy and caffeinated, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.